Welcome to the school radio. Today we are going to have a special episode from 6LL, who are going to share with us their learning about World War II.
I am speaking to you from the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
Could you imagine hearing that announcement over the wireless?
I wonder how it must have felt. Did you know World War II began on the 1st of September 1939, which was 81 years ago?
World War II began because Hitler, who was the leader of Germany, invaded Poland.
The war lasted for 6 years and one day and ended in 1945.
Many countries were involved in the war and they each took their sides, either the Allies or the Axis.
The main Axis countries were Germany, Italy and Japan. The main Allied countries were Great Britain, the United States, France and Russia.
What's happening? What's going on?
That is the sound of the air raid sirens. It's signalling the beginning of the air raid.
What does that mean?
During World War II, enemy attacks from the Luftwaffe, the German air forces, were called air raids.
At 4:56 p.m. on September 7th, 1940, the air raid sirens wailed as the German air force, the Luftwaffe, launched a massive raid on London.
Over 350 bombers flew across the channel from airfields in France and dropped 300 tons of bombs on the docks and streets of the East End of London.
The heavy and frequent bombing attacks on London and other cities was known as the Blitz. Night after night, from September 1940 until May 1941, German bombers attacked British cities, ports and industrial areas.
London was bombed every day and night, bar one, for 11 weeks. One third of London was destroyed.
6LL considered what it was like during the Blitz and have written descriptive pieces imagining what it might have felt like during an air raid.
Take Shelter by Maisie. It was the middle of the afternoon when all of a sudden the ear-piercing bellow of the siren rang to alert my town that we needed to hurry and rush to our Anderson shelters. Within that second, I could hear the deafening whistle of the bombs raining down on my town and exploding in the distance. As I entered my shelter, I could hear the crackling fire spreading over my town. It was cold and dirty in my shelter. There was only one bed, and I could feel the rain pouring down onto our tin roof.
Chaos Looms by Oliver. Beside me, smoke billowed into the air, and burning broken buildings filled the streets. The sirens screamed. I ran. Flames sprung up, dancing all around me, the shouting adding to the chaos. But then, in one split second, I saw something black looming above me. Being a flash of lightning, I dived for the Anderson shelter, and my mother hugged me, pulling me in. My heart slowed, and my body shook as we sat around a candle in silence. It was cold, dark, and damp. When would this stop? Bang, crash! Bricks tumbled on top of us, bombs whistling everywhere. Britain was under attack, and it was getting worse. Much, much worse.
Enemy Attack by Lola. In that split second, I heard the wail of the warning siren and ran for my life into the dirty, dark, damp shelter. My heart was racing. Once me and my family were safely inside, the bombs began to drop. Boom, crash. I sat in the dark corner, shaking uncontrollably. I could smell the faint scent of the thick black smoke. Then I wondered, will I survive the night?
We also explored poetry about the Blitz and studied a poem called Dawn After the Raid by Timothy Corsaeus.
We used this to inspire our own three first poems, and here are some of them.
The Never-Ending Blitz by Lucy. Bang, run, the people screamed. Were we safe? I couldn't see. Mother and I ran to the shelter. Farther behind, the noise is getting closer. The red sky and the black houses. The black houses and the red sky. Bang, crash! The bombs whistled without a care for the world. Buildings crumbled like chocolate cookies. Anxious people leaving over the ruins. Are they safe? Were they safe? The screeching sirens, planes charging like balls overhead, bombs dropping on innocent cities. No one knew when this would end. Bang, crash, boom went the blackened bombs. Landmarks fell down while some houses stood proud. The sirens stopped. Silence. We climbed out of our safe shelter. The sun had risen and the planes had gone. The Blitz, the draining Blitz. It had finally ended. We were safe, or so we thought.
London's Burning by Luke. Booming, crashing, banging, screaming, shouting, crying, running. Bombs dropped in the night. Children ran for shelter like lightning cheetahs. Buildings dropped dramatically. Another bomb drops, another night goes on. Worried, wailing wardens, frantic in the streets. There were elephants blowing their whistles, shepherding us to safety. London's burning, London's burning. Fetch the engines, fetch the engines. Fire, 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 fire. Pour on the water, pour on the water.
The Blitz by Henry. At the crack of dawn, he awakes to another day that somewhat seems to repeat itself. Only the gentle wind and the fluttering birds have their noise. Up rose the big bold sun that looked like an orange in the sky. But no, this was not as it seemed, this was not how we dreamed. There was screaming, there were sirens, crumbling buildings, massive fires. Bang, crash, boom, that's another house, gone. Is mine next? The bombs were lightning. Only now I swing the door ajar and run like a gazelle, a cheetah, an athlete. I see my Anderson shelter, I jump in it and hope bombs avoid my house. As I faint, I think the end is near.
The Terrifying Blitz by Evie. The Blitz, the terrifying, petrifying Blitz. Crying, scared, screaming children, bang, crash, the bombs squealed. Worried wardens, burning buildings, the fire danced all down the lane. Buildings frantically tumbling down, sirens screaming, buildings crumbling like chocolate cookies. Boom, crash, bang, rapidly running into the Anderson shelters.
During the war, resources were tight and rationing was introduced to ensure they had enough for everyone.
Rationing? What is rationing?
Rationing is when each person is only allowed a fixed amount of something to ensure there is enough.
What types of things were rationed?
Lots of different foods were rationed during the war, such as butter, bacon, sugar, tea, meat, biscuits, chocolate, and so much more.
Did you just say chocolate?
Yes. Many foods that were imported into the UK from other countries were rationed because they couldn't get food brought in by ships as they were targeted by enemy planes.
What did they eat if they couldn't have so many different foods?
During the war, people had to become more inventive with foods.
On our creative day, Year 6 designed rationing menus based on some of the foods people may have eaten during the war.
You could have eaten potato scones, potato pastry, potato milk pudding, potato fish cakes, potato soup.
Why so many potato recipes?
Well, potatoes and other vegetables like carrots were easy to grow in the UK, so they encouraged people to make lots of recipes that involved using them. Meat, potato, pea.
Potato, pea, potato, pea, see him coming down the street. And here's good things to eat. Get your hot potatoes, pump potato feet. Now hear him sing as he goes by. All the kids adore his cry. Love to hear him shout, ha ha. Eat your hot potatoes, come and bye bye bye.
Wow, they really tried to work together to make the most of what they had.
To help encourage people to work together, lots of propaganda posters were made.
What is propaganda?
Propaganda is the sharing of information to influence public opinion.
We've been exploring different slogans used in propaganda posters during World War II.
We can do it!
Dig for victory!
Let's go, everybody! Keep on firing!
Make doing men!
Keep calm and carry on!
They do sound very persuasive,
I've got to go.
Where are you going?
I suddenly feel the urge to plant some vegetables and mend some of my old clothes.
Gosh, those propaganda posters were a little too persuasive.
Propaganda posters were also used to persuade women to change their roles during the war.
Before World War II, life for most women was quite different than it is today. Typically, they stayed at home and did not go out to work.
Some younger women did work, but if they married, they had to give up their job. Women were paid less than men, and they were generally only employed to do what was classed as women's jobs, such as nursing or working as a shop assistant.
Men and women's roles were very stereotypical, and even from a young age, boys and girls were brought up quite differently.
Lessons in school taught girls how to cook, sew, and look after the home, while boys were taught woodwork and other practical skills to equip them for the workplace.
However, with men called up for active service, there was a great need for women to undertake the jobs that men had previously done.
Suddenly, women became more than just homemakers and were given the opportunity to become heroes. They would contribute significantly to the war effort in a variety of ways.
Propaganda posters, adverts, radio broadcasts, and even songs were created to persuade the women to support the war effort.
Ladies and gentlemen, we cows are in a very serious predicament. There are not enough people to milk us, and the land army needs 30,000 volunteers this year. Isn't that true, Enid?
I'll say.
The girls don't have to look after us all the time. There are plenty of other interesting jobs to do. The life is healthy, and the food is good. But we need the most, don't we, Enid?
Yes, we need the gentle female touch.
Women could support by working in factories, working the land as part of the land army, driving buses, trains and ambulances and so much more.
Day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter, Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
Women had new opportunities that they had never experienced before.
We have been writing songs and broadcasts demonstrating the changing role of the women during the war.
The Change Starts Now by Anna and Eloise. Men shouldn't be higher, we should get the same. Women are lower, we are getting the shame. The scale should be equal, at least let us try. Why aren't we equal? So we can rise up and fly.
We can work as a team and make it fair. We don't have to fight, instead we can share. Let's take a step forward, you don't need to hide. Stop standing still, be proud, show the whole world wide.
Pull up your sleeves, tie up your hair. There's no time to waste, the change starts now.
Wake Up Woman by Izzy and Lola. Wake up, woman, it's your time to shine. Get down money and earn some money. Wake up, woman, it's your time to shine. Prove to them we can do it right. This is not an option, we have to do it day and night.
Join the Team by Will and Aiden.
Bang, crash, air raid wardens, nowhere to be seen. Come on, girls, join the team.
The farms need sowing because the crops are growing. People need to eat to stand on their own 2 feet.
Animals need caring for clothes we are wearing.
People need the bus, so women join us.
Wow, the lives of women changed so much during the war that it changed the course of history.
It wasn't just the lives of women that changed during the war. It had a huge impact on countries around the world.
It also affected millions of families, with either the loss of loved ones, recovering from long periods of separation, and the rebuilding of cities.
The United Nations was founded in 1945 to prevent another conflict from the horrific consequences of World War II.
51 countries committed to maintaining international peace and security, developing friendly relations among nations.
Since then, this has increased to over 190.
We hope that you've enjoyed 6LL's World War II radio show. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.